Hello and welcome back to another episode of Getting Naked with Nate. I am your host, Nate Maingard, and I hope you've had a lovely week so far. Thank you for listening. Thank you for returning. I hope you're having fun. I'm having fun with this podcast. It's kind of wild. I've taken on so much extra recently with it of recording live on Facebook twice a week, every Sunday and Tuesday. The day that I'm recording this intro is actually on a Sunday, so I've got that recording coming later today for myself. And yeah, it's a really big challenge. It's like unstable farm internet and who's going to be there and who isn't. And is it going to work? Is the recording going to work? Is my computer going to handle all these things happening live? And then also speaking my thoughts and feelings to a live audience, not knowing what I'm going to say and then just saying it and being like, well, I hope that worked out. Anyway, so I have really enjoyed listening back to this week's episode. The Q&A was particularly fun. Thank you to everyone who took part live and asked questions and interacted in that way. I so enjoyed that. The interaction for me is always gold. It's what I love about playing live shows. It's what I love about sharing with people, both online and offline, is that immediate kind of feedback and that sense of collaboration in creation. So yeah, thank you for that. So this week's episode is based on my song Just Like You, which is one of my oldest songs. It's from my first album, The Wildland. And in it, I explore some of the ideas, or at least in today's episode, I explore some of the ideas around learning to let go of things, my feeling of separateness and how that kept me from really expressing myself honestly for quite a long time in my life. I also go into the fact that I was bullied when I was younger. I cover this briefly, how I was bullied and then how and why I forgave the bullies and came to understand them more deeply. At least I think I did. I think I do. Another thing I go into a little bit is why I became a player, like why I thought it was a good idea to just hook up with lots of ladies, how I thought that was going to help me in my life. You may have already guessed this. That didn't work out too great. But anyway, we go into that a little bit in the episode. We'll also talk briefly about morning journals and about the artist's way and yeah, a bunch of other stuff. So this episode really is about that human feeling of wanting to be connected and also feeling separate at times. Both of those are things that I felt strongly in my life, and those are things that really inspired the song Just Like You. So we're going to get started. And before we do, I just have one thing I have to say, which is thank you so much to my community of amazing patrons. I love you guys. You allow me to do this. For those who enjoy this podcast, you may have noticed there are no ads. If you watch my new YouTube videos, you'll see there are no ads on those either. There are no ads on my site. I offer this creation and all my creations for pay what you want or for free as far as this podcast goes. And so the reason I can do all of that and make it sustainable is thanks to the community of supporters known as the Natives, who are my patrons on Patreon. You can very easily check out some of the rewards and reasons why you might want to pledge to become a patron, other than the fact that it just helps me to create more of what you love, which I think is the best reason to pledge, really. You can check that out at nakedwithnate.com/tribe. And so, yeah, I hope that you do. That would be awesome. Also, if you want to tune in for the live recordings of these, that would be amazing. It's so much fun to share in that. And then you get to like hear the raw experience as it happens. And then you also get to enjoy the final edited version. You can just go to nakedwithnate.com/Facebook, and that will take you to my Facebook page super swiftly, nakedwithnate.com/Facebook. And you can always find the show notes at nakedwithnate.com, which has all of these links there and all the latest episodes with all the cool stuff that I put into the show notes. So that's it. Please enjoy today's song and then we'll get into the episode. But for now, just enjoy Just Like You.
Hold on. onto my time, like a sailor holds his breath in the last moment of life. Now it's over. But I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be just like you, just like you, being just like me, to be just like you. I dreamed I was awake in a time when dreams were sacred. I dreamed I was alive, am I alive? And I dreamed I was a snake in a time when you stood naked. I dreamed that I survived and I survived. But I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be just like you, just like you, being just like me, to be just like you. Out our secrets in the hope that we'll be heard, 'cause if no one is listening then this all seems absurd. It's not our fault the angels couldn't find a way home. It's not my fault this angel, he rests each night alone. And I, well, I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be just like you, just like you, being just like me, to be just like you. I hold on to my love just like.
Well, there you have it. I haven't listened to that song in a really long time. And I mean a really long time. It's kind of like hitting me almost like listening to a new song again and just thinking of all the memories and the things that it brings up for me, like why I wrote it, what I was thinking about, where I recorded it. It's quite a powerful experience. Yeah, it's interesting because there's a part of me that wants to so complicate my life in so many ways. I want to make songs that have all these layers and all these different things and all these instruments and musicians and production and all this stuff. But really, that in itself was so pure. There was just a voice and a guitar, and I told a story that I cared about and that I still care about. And there's something that is beautiful about that. So yes, I hope that you've enjoyed listening to Just Like You. And there's a few things that the song is about. Interestingly enough, the first inspiration for the song was that I wanted to use words to create strong images. I remember that clearly. My friend Hain actually started with the little guitar piece. We used to write all our songs together, and we were sitting at my old house in Scarborough in Cape Town, and we started playing this thing together. And then when I was thinking of the lyrics, I was like, what could I say that is not just direct, but that creates images, that has impact, that has meaning, that has purpose, but that is flowery and poetry. And so that was where that first line, I hold onto my gun like a soldier. I hold onto my love like a soldier holds his gun in the last hour of the war, and now it's over. And what that means for me is this idea of like grasping onto things with such passion and such tightness as though it's life or death, you know, because sometimes it is the things that we hold on to. Sometimes it feels that way, like holding on to a love, holding on to a person, holding on to a thing, holding on to a place. And I've really learned that like one of the biggest skills we can develop, or that I can develop for myself, is to learn how to let go of things. And it's really hard. I'm actually having repetitive dreams at the moment about my old house in Scarborough, where I grew up, where I spent most of my life, the house that my mother and my father built. And it was sold some years ago. And now I can't go there. Like, I mean, I could visit, obviously, but it's not my home anymore. But it's the only place in my life that's ever really felt like home. And I dreamed about it again last night. And in the dreams, the repetitive dream is that I'm there and I'm telling them that I'll buy it from them. And I'm telling them that they please sell, like, if you ever want to sell this house, just offer it to me first and I'll make a plan. I'll afford it somehow. And in the dreams, I always know that it's not going to happen, but I have to. And so this is what the first line of Just Like You is really, I hold on to my love. I hold on to things with desperation sometimes, when really the only thing to do is to truly let go. And so that's what that first verse is about. The second verse is, so the whole song, I'm just like you, that kind of chorus line is really talking about this feeling of, like this feeling that I've had most of my life, which is a feeling of separateness from a lot of people, from people in general, from the general society, from the way things work. I've struggled to understand a lot of the way that the society is structured, the intense competitiveness. I remember when I was young and going to public schools or government schools, I don't know what you call them in your country, but, there was this intense like teasing and bullying amongst the boys, and this very like macho kind of style of relationships between the boys. And I was never into that. I just wanted to connect and talk and have sincere open conversation. And I got bullied because of it, because I didn't understand how mean some of these people would be. And I didn't understand why they would be like that. And so there was this whole thing of feeling so different and so outside. But what I came to realize eventually was that every one of those people was doing the best that they could to make sense of a life that was very challenging, and that I was doing the same thing. And so that's where that line of I'm just like you, trying so hard to be different, but I'm just like you, you know? And that's like that was a big realization for me of like, I'm no better than any of these people who I want to feel better than, because like, oh, well, I would never do what they're doing. But I've done terrible things in my own way. I've hurt people. I've hurt myself. I still do. I make mistakes. It's not like I'm any better than anyone else. And that realization is actually quite a relief. It's like, oh, just let go of that intense pressure of being, you know, being better than someone else, or, you know, like we're all struggling and we're all doing the best that we can. And I think that that's a helpful place to come from. It comes from, there's much more empathy there. So that's one thing. And then the second verse of the song, I dreamed I was awake in a time when dreams were sacred. I dreamed I was alive. Am I alive? I heard this old, I think it's a Chinese story. I'll look it up and I'll put it in the show notes eventually, nakedwithnate.com. You can go and check that out when it comes out, the official version. I don't know, it'll be in a few weeks. But the story goes something like this. It's basically, there's this wise sort of Zen monk or something like that. And he comes to his students or his disciples the one morning and he says, last night I had a dream. And in the dream, I was a beautiful butterfly. And today, I don't know whether I am a man who dreamed he was a butterfly, or if I am a butterfly dreaming he is a man. And that was what I was thinking about when I wrote the first part of that. I was like, is this life a dream? Is it a life? Is it a dream? Is it happening? Did it happen? Is it something we wake from? Is it the whole story? And then the second part of that verse, which is, I dreamed I was a snake in a time when we stood naked. I dreamed I was alive and I'm alive. I dreamed that I survived and I survived. And so that story is for me the Garden of Eden. I've always very much been drawn to that story, and I've always felt a strong kind of, I don't know what the word is, but like an empathy or a connection with the snake, because I don't think the snake was evil in that story. I think that the snake was an invitation. And people chose to take that invitation, and it's not a bad thing. I think it's part of our journey to, because otherwise, what is life? If we don't know the difference between good and evil, if we don't know the difference between light and dark, then what's the point? It's just this like bland experience. And so I dreamed I was a snake in a time when we stood naked. I dreamed that I survived and I survived. It's like still today, every day, we're confronted by these challenges of the decisions that we make, the questions that we answer or that we leave unanswered, or the certainties that we become addicted to, and so miss out on opportunities to learn and to grow more. Yeah. So that's it. I don't really want to get too much more into, I think I've kind of said it at this point. I've actually forgotten what the last verse is, which is funny, and I should have it here. Just like you. Right. What am I going to do? I'm going to look it up, although I don't know where my phone is. This is funny. I've done this before. This is what a live stream is, everybody, in case you didn't know. This is me forgetting my lyrics. It's hilarious. So let me look those up and we can see where we get with that. This song is downloadable on places like iTunes and Spotify and all of that. And I also have to say again, such a big shout out to my patrons on Patreon. Like you guys, I get to do what I do thanks to your support. So I really appreciate that. Oh yes, of course. The final verse is, we shout out our secrets in the hope that we'll be heard. Cause if no one's listening, then this all seems absurd. It's not our fault the angels couldn't find a way home. It's not my fault this angel rests each night alone. And so, oh man, I feel this line, when I heard this verse now, when it was singing a moment ago and we were listening to it, I just really was like, whoa, I really relate to that right now. Like I really relate to that right now because I feel like that's so much of what social media is. So much of my job currently is as a creator, as someone who desires to share with the world, but now I'm hooked into these platforms and these algorithms that keep me sharing, keep me posting, the algorithm keeps me having to go. I'm shouting out my secrets, hoping that someone's listening. Like, is anyone listening? Does anyone care? Here, even doing this podcast, I mean, I love doing this. This is an amazing experience, but it's also, if no one was here, what would the point be if this was just me talking to a microphone and there was no one listening at all? And so that's an intense thing to consider. We shout out our secrets in the hope that we'll be heard. And so many people aren't heard. So many people are minorities or have no voices or are quiet or are introverted and aren't heard. And so by God, if you can feel or see or meet someone who just want, you know that they just need to be heard, give them a moment. Just give them the moment that you have. And I feel like that in itself is like a good thing for the world, you know, just give someone a moment of your time because we're all shouting out into the void, hoping to be heard. and then the final bit is just, it's not our fault the angels couldn't find a way home. It's not my fault this angel rests each night alone. And it's the realization that we're all, I think, my belief is that we all have angelic qualities. We all have divine qualities living in us. And so much of our deepest desire is to connect authentically with one another and to connect in a very beautiful, wholesome way. And the truth is, at the same time, that in this human physical form, we go to bed each night alone. Even if we're next to someone else physically, we're still alone. We're born alone, we die alone. There's no one else who gets to hold our hand through those experiences. And we live alone inside our heads for our entire lives, you know, as far as I've experienced anyway. So yeah, that is Just Like You. And we are now going to listen to Just Like You again. And once we've listened to that, we're going to have a Q&A with the live listeners and live viewers who are watching this on Facebook Live right now. So now would be a great time to start asking your questions. And I will answer them and we'll talk some more. You can share quotes, you can share concepts, you can share philosophies and ideas. I saw that Yari was talking about the idea that we might be living in a simulation. I'd be happy to talk about that a bit. So yeah, get asking with your questions and we will return just after this. Please enjoy the next listen of Just Like You.
Hour of the war, and now it's over. I hold on to my time like a sailor holds his breath in the last moment of life. Now it's over. But I
I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be just like you, just like you, being just like me, to be just like you. I dreamed I was awake in a time when dreams were sacred. I dreamed I was alive, am I alive? And I dreamed I was a snake in a time when you stood naked. I dreamed that I survived and I survived. But I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be just like you, just like you, being just like me, to be just like you. Out our secrets in the hope that we'll be heard, 'cause if no one is listening, then this all seems absurd. It's not our fault the angels couldn't find a way home. It's not my fault this angel, he rests each night alone. And I, well, I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be right, and I've tried so hard to be just like you, just like you, being just like me, to be just like you. I hold on to my love just like.
Okay, wow. I'm so glad to see that people are finding a lot of value in that second listen. That's really wonderful for me to know. So thank you so much. I'm going to throw up some comments and questions and let's see. The first one is from Diane, and Diane says, it's not a question, but I just want to say the song is beautiful and enjoyed listening to the meaning for it. Oh, thank you, Diane. I'm so glad that you got something lovely out of that. Thank you very much. That means a lot to hear. Faye says, this one works even better with your explanation. Really great to have that. I'm so glad that you feel that way. It always feels a bit strange to explain a song so deeply to people. It's like, I don't want to destroy whatever you get from the song. Okay, so here we go. We have a question from Sego, and she says, I understand how you tried to be just like them, but how did you try to be right? Sorry if you already explained, it could be the same. So the way that it's actually kind of connected. Like the way I tried to be just like them is that when I was young, I really wanted so badly to fit in. Like I really did. I wanted to be accepted and embraced and loved. I wanted to be one of the cool kids. But I wasn't. I was this introverted reader, deep thinker, deep feeler, emotional, sensitive, hypersensitive young boy. And that's not really accepted by a lot of the sort of culture that we live in. I think it's getting a bit easier now in some parts of the world, but it's definitely a long way to go. So I really wanted to be just like them. I wanted people to accept me and love me, but I really couldn't because I wasn't. And so then I tried really hard. Like I went into, you know, I got into partying and drinking and hooking up with lots of women and all these things. I became a player as well, like, 'cause I thought that would make me feel good. And I thought that would make people accept me and love me. And then I kind of broke way out of that. And I went, okay, well, I don't want to at all be like them. And I went off on this other route. And so the idea is, I think when I say what I try to be right, it's a feeling of, what's the word? It's the feeling of supremacy, of being better than other people, basically. Like, oh, well, I'm better than them because I'm kinder, or I'm like, whatever reasons I can think of. And so my big lesson was to realize, like, I'm not better than anyone. Everyone's struggling. Everyone has their moments of light and dark, and everyone has moments of being angels and devils. And like, we all do the best we can, you know? So yeah, I hope that answered the question for you. Next one we have is from Carmen Tellen. I hope I said that okay. And Carmen says, do you write or keep a journal, maybe explicitly a dream journal? Do you get ideas for songs from dreams? Sorry if you have already talked about this. Carmen, I really wish I kept journals more regularly. I have about 10 journals from over the last many years of my life. And some of them have dreams in them. And some of my songs have been inspired by dreams. One of my songs in particular, Always Wondering, was actually inspired more like a stream of consciousness. I wrote a stream. I was doing a day, like a morning journal, and I had a stream of consciousness where I wrote about this eagle that was soaring above, and there's a whole story with it. But I'll do the song Always Wondering in this podcast one day, and I'll cover that in depth, and we'll get into that. So it was kind of like a stream of consciousness waking dream. And then about a year later, I wrote the song. And then only a year after that, I realized, like, oh my gosh, it's all connected, which is crazy. So yeah, there's that. Georgina asks, do you ever wake up during the night with ideas for songs and have to write them down? I assume you were going to say, so do I ever wake up in the night? No, I haven't in a long time. I can't say that I've ever done that. I don't think so. I know my dad woke up one night and wrote a whole song that was like one of the most beautiful and sad songs I've ever heard. And it was all about his relationship with his father and his constant trying to be enough. And it's called Mea Culpa. And it's one of the most beautiful and saddest songs I've ever heard. Okay, I'm just going to answer a few more questions. We've got one from Yari. What do you think is the main one obstacle to overcoming the barrier of being who you are and who you want to be? I mean, just on day-to-day basis, the individual things we do. I wonder, Yari. I think that's a great question. And I would say maybe it's our idea of who we already are. Like maybe the ego construct, if you want to call it that, but like this idea of self-identity, this idea of being, I am a certain way, and so I can't change, or it's like, I'm already this way. And like, we go to great extents to defend the identity of self, like who I think I am. I will defend that with very passionate force. When people try to impact it, but really that identity that I've developed is just a construct. The person I call myself is actually quite very flexible, and I could change in a moment if I desired. Yeah, I hope that answers your question. Okay, I'm going to answer, I think, one more, and this is from Sarah. Thank you, Sarah, for your question. She asks, do your songs just come to you, or is it a process, like a line going around in your head or a tune that you have to build on? That's actually quite varied for me, but the majority of my songs just come to me. And so what'll happen is I'll be sitting and playing guitar or ukulele and just like playing some chords. And I think, oh, that sounds nice. And then I'll start singing and some words will come out and I think, oh, those are nice. And then some other words and it kind of forms itself. And at some point I realize, oh my gosh, this is talking about something really deep and meaningful that I really care a lot about. And then at that point I kind of start to try to craft the song and keep it in that space of fulfilling the initial message that came through. I hope that makes sense. And thank you for that lovely question. That's it, wonderful people. I feel like that was really fun. And I am so thankful to everyone who's taken part in the Q&A. And that is the end of this week's Q&A.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Getting Naked with Nate. My dear listener, I hope that it's brought you joy or value or even discomfort. If there's something that you very much disagree with in this and you'd like to let me know, visit the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. I am always excited to hear from you. And thank you to everyone as well who has left reviews on the podcast on iTunes. I'm so excited. We've officially got 10 reviews and I'm just, it's the best thing. So yeah, thank you for that. It matters a lot. So if you do want to leave a review, you can do so very easily, just nakedwithnate.com/review. And that'll take you to iTunes. You can leave a review there. And that just helps more people to see. It's something called social proof. If people see that other people have enjoyed something, then they're much more likely to
take part in it. And so your review can help that. It also means that iTunes shows it to more people and spreads it out, and they're like, we recommend this one and all that kind of stuff. So please do that. but that's it. I'm so excited to have shared this with you. It's a blessing to be able to share something like this. I've dreamed of doing a podcast for years and I'm actually doing it. And this is episode, I think 25 or around there. And that's not a bad feat. I feel really good about that. I've actually been doing this 100-day project, which is like you decide on a big goal that you want to achieve and then you work towards it using different like daily journals and things like that. I'm not so good at the daily journal, but my goal was to record and release one podcast a week for 100 days. And so that's 14 episodes and I'm there. We've done it. It's like, I think this must be like number 12 or number 13, and I've already got the next one recorded, and then I'm recording another one today in my time. So it's great. So anyway, I won't keep any more of your time. Thank you for being here. I hope that you have a smile on your face right now. That is a thought that brings me joy. My name is Nate Maingard, and thank you for getting naked with Nate. I'll see you next week.
Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your expressions. I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who